Hello and good morning. You're listening to The Morning After on RDU 98.5.
Yeah, we're starting cold today. This is the first time you're hearing from us, so good morning, hello. And yes. On the other end of the line, we do have Miles Calder. Thank you for coming on to the show this morning.
Morena. Thanks for having me.
Yes, Morena. How are you feeling this fine, what is it, Friday? Friday morning.
very well, yeah. Yeah, very excited. Album release day for me.
Mm. Yes, see, that's exactly why we're here. Yes. New album, Autopilot Life, out today. First, congrats on the release.
Mm.
Gosh, there must be so many emotions today.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's actually it's been ages in the works, you know, as I guess these things often. It's like, oh my gosh, actually, it's out.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Good stuff. Yeah,
I figured I'd start broad with a kind of broader question. mm-hmm. I could sit here and in the intro read out what other people have, you know, said about your sound and what it's akin to and what it sounds like and what genres it might fit into. But, you know, where better to hear it from than the man himself.
Yes.
So in your own words, how would you describe the type of sound that you have, you know, in general and on this album?
How would I describe it? I think it's sort of a classic singer-songwriter-y, with a bit of weirdness put on top, which I think maybe genre-wise sort of distills down to, I don't know, psychedelic folk or that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I get you.
The folk being the songwriteriness and the psychedelic being the weird electric guitar sound.
Yeah.
And kind of creepy atmospheric noises on top. That's my best.
Loves it.
No, that's great. Perfect.
There's a lot to it, you know. That's why it's so funny to ask artists to like condense everything down. Because,
an
elevator pitch, who has the time?
It's the worst thing trying to write, you know, or help write your bio yourself or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, I just make it. Someone else can figure out what it is afterwards,
yeah, exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are here, like you said, for the release of this album. Do you want to take us through a little bit about the creation of this album? It's your first solo album. So what was kind of it like kind of creating all of this from your own, I guess, brain and musical talents?
it is a solo sort of album and I guess overall or in especially branding.
Yeah.
It wasn't fully alone. So I worked really closely with my band.
Mm-hmm.
So two of those guys, Nick and Steve, the drummer and bass player, the same who from the stuff I did with The Rumours.
Yeah.
And then there's also a keys and guitar player, Dale and Jellyman and Chris Armour, who... they all, you know, contributed heaps of ideas in the making album. So I guess I came to it with sort of mostly fully finished songs, and then we all arrange the instrumentation together. I let them kind of like think up parts sometimes, and if I don't have something already.
Yeah.
And we basically just recorded the drums and the bass in a studio with Lee Preble, which was awesome.
Mm.
But then took the tracks home and sort of bit by bit, I would like take my gear around to one person's house and, you know, record an overdub of the keys, or I would sit at home by myself trying to fudge through the piano or something like that. So it was kind of a funny process. It was a little bit cobbled together, but I think it worked out.
Yeah. Hey, we got 100%. There in the end. That's what matters. It's there.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that it is a full album. Mm. The art of the album is continually slipping away through our fingers. So, yes,
cool,
thank you.
Yeah.
We should spiel about your last tour and uncertainty around COVID-19 and what that means for you now, I guess, as well.
True, yeah. Actually, the whole album release, I was sort of aiming to do it last year in about March.
Mm-hmm.
I guess at the end of the previous year.
Yeah, oh, wow.
It was probably going to be a squeeze anyway, but then when COVID happened, I was like, oh, I'm just going to put it off for a bit.
Mm.
We had dates last year to come down South Island as well, actually, but we just had to scrap those. We did a little tour in December, which we kind of planned in June, so it was feeling all right.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went up to Auckland and Tauranga and played in Wellington. But, yeah, it's I don't know, it's a strange new world, and obviously stuff's, you always just got to keep on your toes. Like a lot of people with this latest little lockdown have to shift stuff around. But
no, for sure. Stop, start, eh?
Yeah, we've got a tour booked, album release tour booked for April and May.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's through Banished Music, and they're really awesome. If there's any, you know, unexpected outbreaks, they've rescheduled, I don't know, hundreds of shows already this year. So, yeah, they're really awesome.
Good stuff.
Fantastic.
Yes,
that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, geez, it is.
Definitely. And you talked about kind of the music creation of this album. Mm. On the, I guess, thematic and lyrical side of this album, you know, on the surface level, this is at least from the doc I have in front of me, on the surface level, it can be seen as, you know, lots of stuff relating to the ending of a long-term relationship, but it's more than that as well. It's more about kind of universal kind of things that were happening in your life that you were like, this isn't really what I want anymore. So how did all of that translate into the themes and the lyrics that are on this album?
I think it was like half of it sort of just I just kind of wrote songs, you know, whatever I could come up with that I thought was like, oh, that's something. I would write it without thinking about trying to make a big through line through a bunch of tunes. But kind of noticed halfway through making the album, I'm like, oh, there's definitely a theme in my lyrics that's cropping up, which is sort of, I guess, hit some moments of realization of like, oh, hang on, why are you doing this, you idiot? Or like, why didn't you notice that you're, you know? And I think the more I've thought about that, I realize that we all kind of, you know, end up in spots where we haven't been paying attention and or we're just, you know, distracted like we all are every day by content.
Fascinating.
So I thought I'd make some new content for people to be distracted.
Yes, you've created a fantastic new distraction for all of us.
Yeah.
Thank you for 100%. That.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know, the lyrics, like the title track, Autopilot Life, that's kind of a, you know, a good mid anchor point for the album where it's, that sort of sums up that vibe. And yeah, I think it started to feed through into how sort of finished up some of the songs and mixed them.
Mm-hmm.
The arrangement, like I tried to take the pull from whatever the theme of the song is for how it should feel musically as well. Like that tune is quite floaty and like you're kind of in a bit of a daydream or that sort of thing.
For sure. Well, thank you very much.
Sorry, we're hanging on to every word you're saying.
So you have this tour, you have this album out. Where is the best place people can go to find all the info they need to see? If people want to snap up any tickets or and people want to listen to the album, where should they be heading over to?
Well, the tickets come out at 9 a.m. today.
Ooh, in an hour.
Yeah, so we're such early birds that can't even get the worm, I guess, at this
point. Yeah.
The tickets will be from Banished Music, and that's pretty easy to find. Otherwise, everything will be up on milescalder.com.
Oh, yes. Look at that.
We just made that like a landing page where it's like you can stream the album, you know, whatever, wherever you want from there, pre-order the vinyl.
Nice.
Which is really exciting. I've never done vinyl before.
Yeah, so, vinyl's cool.
People should buy the vinyl.
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
It's worth it. I'll put a ticket link there, so it's pretty simple as well.
Oh, so exciting. Fantastic.
We love a good named website.
We do. We love a Squarespace. Thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning, Miles Calder. And I believe that it's not the end, is it, Josh?
Well, we are going to play Autopilot Life, the live at RNZ version right now. Is there any words you want to say about it before we play you out with this fantastic track?
I don't know. I love this playing this song live. I don't know. It's one of my favorites to play still. So, I don't know. It's the band sound awesome on it. And if people want to hear more of it, come to the show.
Oh, look at that. Fantastic.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning, Miles. Really appreciate it. If you guys want to listen to the album, you should. Comes out today. And if you want to buy tickets, you should. They go on sale in about an hour. Just everything, milescolder.com. Nice and easy. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
All right. Can't wait to come down there.
All right. Sweet. Well, we hope to see you when you do.
All right,
just tuned in. Miles Calder, catch, man. Playing with band. And they're playing.